Hey, hope everybody's having a good time. It's a beautiful day. It's good to be alive. No matter what our difficulties, it's really great to be alive this morning. So I want to thank everybody for coming, supporting this church, and developing their own spiritual gifts, awareness, expanded consciousness, beautiful beauty of spirit. You should appreciate yourself. And I want to say to all the fathers and the mothers, Happy Father's Day. I want to talk this morning about love and forgiveness. It's very much needed around the world. And if you look at any news broadcast, you'll see that brother is fighting brother and cousins fighting cousins, whether you're Sunni or Shiite, whether you're in your family, whether your sons are hurting their mothers. It's the times we live in. It's part of the evolution of God and the divine order of things, believe it or not. It's a part of why we come here. And everybody is going through some kind of trauma or conflict, drama, in some way within or without. It happens in churches as well. It happens in the Catholic Church, everywhere. And it's too numerous to name all the various forms of interaction and people. The earth itself is going through some vibratory changes. And what it does is it causes those on the earth, the humans, sometimes considered parasites by some ethnic groups, are going through the same similar changes made up of the same elements and subject to the same cosmic vibrations. What we need is a better understanding. So forgiveness comes with love. Accepting everybody as they are, faults and all, without judgment or criticism, including yourself. We're all children of God. And understanding it takes a long time to get to that point where you can do that, especially yourself. I mean, I've known people that it's so much, so easy to love everybody. Just sacrificing, self-sacrificing, giving, 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 giving. And then when it comes to loving yourself or letting someone else love them, doesn't work. They shy away, go into a cocoon. Actually, some get angry. They want to be by themselves. You're never, ever alone. Nothing destroys love quicker than criticism and misunderstanding. We all here to learn our lessons, and we can't judge, and we don't know why a person does what they do. Their own internal conflicts is causing some of those. And if we're hurting, these are triggers for anger, disappointment, frustration, hurt, pain, fear, and guilt. All triggering, if you're living in that energy within yourself, cause it all kind of psychological and subconscious promptings and problems relating to yourself and relating to others. What is a child disturbed, shoots their mother and then go and shoot little children? It's crazy. So why do they do that? Can we love that person? Is that person lovable? The angels say yes, because life is everlasting. We don't know why things happen the way they do. Us here, we must just accept and try to love them as best we can. And it's a tall order. The angels look at things in a very different way than we do here. We are humanistic. I say humanistic meaning animalistic and human. the spirit is encased in flesh and not a flesh and blood creature that has a soul somewhere. We've been taught that we are animals, reactionary, emotional, subject to violent fits. And learning from the bottom up, from ego consciousness and fears and angers and subconscious and psychological issues that plague us, we live in our three lower spiritual centers. But the heart is the key to our higher consciousness, our higher self. And that's why we're here, to learn how to progress through those various. That's what Jesus said. Know thyself, to thy own self be true. Truth is the light will set you free. There's subconscious, psychological, ambition, ego consciousness, fears, angers, all in the three lower spiritual centers. Unconditional love begins when we accept ourselves and accept other people and bring the love through us to others. There's Mother Teresa, and there's Jeff Bundy, whatever his name was. There's one extreme to the other. Everybody from all the various heavens, as we progress onto the other side. If we go to heaven and continue our growth, they call that progression. But everybody from all the heavens, from the highest angels do walk the earth and take human form now. They've been doing that for a while now. About 150 years. Talk about the Black Sisters. And from the lowest heavens is one. The ones who could not adjust, and they go to the first or second heaven, dark and dismal place where monstrous spirits roam, very scary, it's damp, it's cold, it's no light. It's like a twilight, those misty days when the sun goes down and it got this mist in the air. That's what it looks like. And you see shadows, shadowy figures walking by. On the highest heaven, there's nothing but light and love. And you feel the presence of your creator, divine presence in spirit. Some would say the horse is there. But as we progress into a higher plane, there is a resurrection that comes where the earthly woes and even loved ones on the earth are left behind, and you're only concentrating on becoming one with God. That's when those get to the sixth and seventh heaven, and there is a presence that happens then. This is like the development of spirit. So when those that we think and we put up on a pedestal and we admire and then look at admirably, they're human too. They have their own stuff that they have to go through in different phases of growth. And it's always an up and a down in the earth plan, the duality. Choices that we make determine our fate. And we might hurt another person and not know it. Or we might do some dastardly deed and cause a lot of people suffering. Do we forgive that person? Do we love that person? Or do we throw rotten eggs and tomatoes at them and bitterness? And that is really not hurting the other person. That's hurting us. We become bitter, angry, hateful, petty, bicker, want to do something. But you have to protect yourself, right? That's all earthbound stuff, all linear. I don't fight. I stopped fighting a long time ago. And I just let things happen, let people be who they are. And it's worked for me because I have peace of mind. I have love in my heart. You can throw rocks at me, I'm going to duck and let you hit me. But I'm not going to throw a rock back. I'm going to walk away. They say turn the other cheek. Well, who wants to do that? You let somebody hit you and then you turn another, the other cheek. Or you can put up a barrier, a defense mechanism, and let the other person go ahead and do what they're doing. but you're protecting yourself, but you're not hurting them, and you're not angry about it. Because that anger destroys. It infests you. It puts up barriers. It causes all kinds of internal trauma. Mental and emotional diseasements leads to physical ailment. It's a known fact. And science is getting closer and closer to that fact. So if we want to keep our own peace, health, then we have to pray for that person or send good love to that person or healing to that person. That helps you to forgive. That's what forgiving is, letting go and loving anyway. And that's the lesson that Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, all the great prophets, seers, and leaders of nation, religious organizations have done. It's to love through the pain, love anyway, hard as it is, but it elevates you. Because when you go back to the other side, your heavenly home, you've progressed to a higher level of consciousness, and it's all about consciousness, awareness of self, awareness of others. Over on the other side, when you walk up to somebody, you can see them instantly. You know everything about them, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all right there. It's put in the words because it's sealed. You see everything about them. All the times they've been in the earth, or if it's been more than one. And some people come one time, other people's come many, 30 or 40 or 50 times coming back to learn it until they get it and learn their lesson so they can move on to a higher place. I know spiritualists don't believe in reincarnation. We don't talk about it over the podiums. Okay, it's all right. Everybody has their own opinion. But the truth is the light. And the light will set you free for sure. So you know the truth of who you are, where you came from, where you're going, that awareness. You can meditate, your loved ones come and talk to you all the time. You can feel good about your life. You go through a trauma or some kind of challenge or obstacle in your life and it drives you crazy and you're working hard to pay those bills and all the things that are of the earth. But with the instant you leave, it doesn't matter anymore. Just go on. You can't, like I say, can't take it with you. What you take with you is yourself. So loving yourself is most important. And loving God within that same energy. Forgive yourself. Forgive those who hurt you. You've heard it all before. But forgiving yourself is most important. And living the life you came here to live, being the person, the best possible person you can be, with all your imperfection, because no one here in the earth plane is perfect. Nobody. We all have our flaws and stuff we have to overcome. But if you're sending love to everyone that you meet, and a lot of people here do, they open up their hearts and they smile, and the energy and love just comes out. And it makes you feel good just by saying, hey, how you doing? Good. There are others who are so troubled and damaged and hurt that they can barely half smile. And you can see that they're hurting. And those are the ones that need the most love. To help them on that way. And if we pass it on, it helps us. The angels smile. And when angels smile, I don't know how to put that into words. It's a force of love that comes. And it's like a tingling, a ramping up of expansion. And it's just joy. It's joyous. And who doesn't want to be joyous? And feel love like that. Well, some don't. But most do. And the ones that don't, they need the most help. So even the highest person who we put up on a pedestal and giving love to it, and think that they can't fall or falter in their own agony and hurt. They might do some things that we don't like at all, and they fall off their pedestal. And it hurts us to see them fall. What are they going through to cause them to do that? We can't judge, really, please. But send the love that you can to them so they can grow and change, hopefully. We have to walk in their shoes to know what they're going through. So, love and forgive. And help as best you can to stem the tide of conflict and craziness that's going on in the world today by doing your part. We are all here together. Thank you.